You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, if you want to call on in here. So going back and looking at some of the headlines that have been coming out over the last couple of hours here, John Bolton is still making the rounds saying that Iran is almost certainly behind the oil tanker attacks. Of course, he has no proof of it whatsoever. I think they botched the job. I think they intended to set at least one, if not two, of those oil tankers afire for some really good video. And whatever limpet mines they were using just weren't up to it here. Looking at the economic news, Abercrombie and Fitch are going to close three more flagship stores. Another sign of retail Mageddon. And apparently, Julian Assange is reported to be gravely ill. He's in the hospital wing at Belmarsh Prison. His lawyer is saying that he's in such a state he's unable to have a conversation. Well, that's certainly convenient for those who don't want him talking about what's been going on, especially with Seth Rich. But I'm starting to wonder if he'll ever actually make it to a court trial here. Okay. Nigel Farage, who's riding high on his EU victory, is out there saying there's a lot of hate going on in Brussels. And it's being directed basically at the Euroskeptics. The Europhiles, the globalists, the New World Order people, they're absolutely upset that anybody would not want to be part of their glorious dream of one planet, one government, one private central bank, one slab of cement. Over at Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton is talking about the problem of massive voter fraud and saying that Judicial Watch has estimated at least 900,000 illegal aliens voted in the midterms. And new numbers out of Texas and Pennsylvania suggest foreign nationals illegally voting in massive numbers. So it is a problem. And it's going to hand the Democrats the election in 2020 if it's not cleaned up here. Okay, we were talking about pharmaceutical companies. Did you know they have a huge carbon footprint? Apparently, big pharma companies create 13% more carbon emissions making medicine than car makers. Now, that's rather interesting here. And apparently, Apple's earnings may plummet by 26% due to the escalating U.S. trade war. China may ban the iPhone in response to Trump blacklisting Huawei. This is really getting out of control. Samsung is going to make out like a bandit. Okay. We already talked about that. And let's see. Somebody wrote a story talking about CNBC trying to, shall we say, normalize being poor to millennials, saying that, you know, living on $60,000 a year in New York City, they're calling it millennial money. And I don't know about you, but I'm starting to see all these little TV shows about these tiny houses, these micro houses, that people are living in. And I remember when I was a kid, the whole idea of the American dream was upward mobility for everybody. And now they're trying to glamorize and sell us on downward mobility. So the money junkies can have more, which is really what it's all about. Okay. And let's see. Apparently, Boris Johnson has been hauled into court over claims he lied by saying that Great Britain gave the EU £350 million a week. And this is a prosecution launched by campaigner Marcus Ball, who crowdfunded £200,000 for the case. And Boris Johnson is saying this is clearly a politically motivated attempt to reverse Brexit. His lawyers said it's a stunt. Somebody added the comment about, how about suing Tony Blair for all of his lies? And boy, there were a bunch of them. Remember when Tony Blair was out there screaming that Saddam Hussein could launch missiles in just 45 minutes, they would hit Great Britain. Turned out Saddam Hussein didn't have chemical weapons or biological weapons or nuclear weapons. All right, we're going to do a shout out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And again, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. If you want to call on in, that would be a real help right now. Okay, so Scott Adams, creator of Dilbert, he's become a bit of an internet celebrity, and he does a lot of videos. Does a lot of Twitter, and he makes a lot of very, very good points. He's a got a lot of common sense here. Okay. Now, we've been talking about the concept of deep fakes, and this is video or photos that have been altered by computer software to make it look like somebody is either saying or doing something they did not actually say or do. And it's considered a major problem. I mean, the most recent iteration of having somebody say something that they didn't really say, there were some artifacts in the background that you could see. But they're getting better all the time. And at some point, we're going to reach that point where what we're being shown on corporate media is a computer-generated fake. Because we know corporate media's job is to lie to us. To put up videos of, for example, Ayatollah Khamenei screaming about how he's going to nuke Israel. Or Kim Kardashian getting up there and saying what a swell guy Harvey Weinstein is. So apparently, there are researchers who are now looking at artificial intelligence processors that will be able to determine whether a video or picture has been altered or not. And this will be a very, very powerful tool to determine the fakes. And hopefully it'll be something that we can all afford or avail ourselves of and take a look at. I still have my little lie detector here. I got this from Sharper Image many years ago. And I love to put it right next to the TV every time a politician is speaking. All righty. We already talked about the job cuts in the auto industry. And apparently there was a shooting down at the border in Mexico. And apparently there was this Mexican teenager shot in Mexico by the U.S. Border Patrol. And apparently the Supreme Court is getting ready to hear a case as to whether the parents of the Mexican teen shot in Mexico by the Border Patrol can sue the United States. Well, I'd like to know what that teenager was doing at the border in the first place, but that would be a pretty good idea, I think. Story coming out of CuzBlue.com. They're predicting that Trump will win in 2020. It's predicted by multiple models, and a voice many might not expect is heralding it. So we'll see what's happening there. And apparently this is coming from Stephen Ratner, who served as counselor to the Treasury Secretary in the Obama administration. And he's now out there cheering for Trump for next year. Getting on back to Christopher Steele, he is refusing to be questioned by the Department of Justice over that flaky dossier. And that's like flashing a red warning sign. Guilty, 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 guilty. Anyway. We talked about Everest, I think, yesterday. But apparently, it's a big problem up there. 11 people have died in the past 10 days on Mount Everest due to overcrowding. People at the top cannot move around those climbing up, basically making them stuck in that death zone. To get to the top of Everest, or for that matter, K2, or any of those super tall mountains, you have to get up there, plant your flag, and get back down before you start developing cerebral edema or pulmonary edema. And very often, along with the oxygen, they take dexedrine as well. But there is a time limit that you can stay in the death zone. And so I saw a picture, and it was just this solid line of people along that ridge. And there's no place where you can step off and turn around. You step out of that line, you are going down the face of that mountain. Okay. Getting on back to Amazon, apparently Amazon is now removing books promoting dangerous bleach cures for autism and other conditions. I hadn't even heard about this. You know, that this was the latest fad, the latest craze. All righty. We talked about Mueller resigning. And we already talked about the emergencies declared in multiple Ohio counties. Apparently, there is a Catholic high school, and it's in West Roxbury, Massachusetts, and they have undertaken to hold funerals for homeless veterans, and I think that's a very wonderful thing for them to do. And it is amazing how poorly the U.S. war machine treats our veterans. It really is. Okay, now we've talked about nuclear power in the past, and we've talked about how, if it's done right, it is a source of clean energy, but there can be very dumb mistakes, as we saw at Three Mile Island and Chernobyl and Fukushima. But there is now a hue and cry that because America has such a huge surplus of natural gas, that we're falling behind Russia and China in nuclear technology in terms of reactors. And that we need to basically upgrade so that we can compete in that marketplace. Russia sells reactors. They've sold one to Iran. They're getting ready to sell them another. And the U.S. wants a piece of that action. So they're going to start hopefully designing better reactors. I had serious doubts about the design that General Electric installed at Fukushima. In particular, the fact that the control rods had to be shoved up from underneath rather than lowered down from above. And I have no idea why they did that. But obviously, with the loss of motor power, you can't just cut the cord and let the control rods drop on in and shut off the reaction. So basically, Senators Mike Crapo and Sheldon Whitehouse, in an op-ed at CNBC, said the United States must protect its longstanding leadership on nuclear energy globally. And the lawmakers believe that reviving nuclear energy in the U.S. and developing new and advanced reactors will raise the share of clean energy generation in America on the one hand and reestablish U.S. leadership on the global market on the other. They're basically acknowledging we're not the global leader anymore. Okay, let's see. Scrolling on down here. This is an interesting little story. This came out of NewScientist.com, and it's talking about this 3.3 billion year old rock that was found unexpectedly to contain organic matter that came from inside a meteor. Now, I know there's a lot of people who love the idea of panspermia as opposed to life evolving here, but we already know from other meteors it's a very messy place out there. And as we start to explore other bodies in our solar system, we have come to understand that many of the meteorites that we find here on Earth came from those other bodies. There are meteorites we know originated on the moon. There are meteorites that we know originated on Mars. When we start getting analysis back from, for example, the Jovian moons, we'll probably find that many of the meteorites on Earth came from there as well. So, yeah, there's a lot of dust and dirt being thrown around out there. And apparently some organic matter. I remember during the Clinton administration, when they came out and announced they'd found what appeared to be microfossils in that Martian meteor. And the story kind of came and went, and a lot of people said, no, it couldn't be. And it almost seems like there is this cultural desire to be alone in the universe. I thought the fossils were very compelling. And as it turns out, there have been other reports by other scientists talking about, let's see, all right, I'm sorry, I got distracted here momentarily. There have been other reports by other scientists showing what appear to be microfossils in meteors. So the proof of life elsewhere in the universe may be literally right under our feet. And I think we need to be open to that idea. And again, I think there's probably intelligent life throughout the galaxy. I'm not concerned about it because I don't think we have anything that would interest them. And I know we've all grown up with all of these science fiction movies about, you know, the Tet coming on in and stealing our water and cloning Tom Cruise as their enforcer. But again, if you look at the cost of slowing down, okay, Claire, I'll be in a minute. Okay, so I know we've grown up on those science fiction movies, but I don't think we really have to worry. What do we have that's worth the trouble of slowing down, coming down into our atmosphere, grabbing whatever it is they want to grab, and hauling back up out of the atmosphere and reaccelerating to speed? All right, we're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Okay, and welcome back to our show here. And, okay. Looking at the ratings of the corporate media, apparently Tucker Carlson is just dominating, and as well he should. He tells the truth. He's very accurate. He's very fact-based. Meanwhile, of course, CNN is just sinking, and Tucker Carlson now has three times as many viewers as CNN during prime time. And that is a major, major problem. All right, we're going to take a phone call from Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, good day, Michael. Speaking of news networks, I was just watching OAN earlier,
yeah,
a little bit ago. And they said, I don't know if you're familiar with that network, but they just said 4 out of 10 illegal aliens do not want to or do not expect to learn to speak English in America. I'm like, wait a minute. And they were showing immigration numbers every hour, like I told you. They showed that on One American News.
Yeah.
But they're basically saying that 4 out of 10 illegals that come here over the last 5 years are not proficient in English. I don't know what you call that. Then that is a major takeover, isn't it?
Yeah, it basically is. And there's nothing new there. I mean, I remember when I lived in Los Angeles, the attitude of the Hispanic community was that the signs should all be in Spanish and that we should all learn to speak their language. And that's a far cry from a willingness to assimilate into society.
Well, you know, Michael, that's true. And here in South Florida, I don't know if you're familiar or your audience is familiar with this, but a lot of these federal government jobs, like in the federal department, the government jobs in the county government here, a lot of them are going to Hispanics, and a lot of them are not even citizens. I mean, what the heck is that, Michael?
That is utterly ridiculous.
You're bringing in people that are only been here 2-3 years, and they're getting federal paying government jobs? Now, that should shake the coordination right there in itself. Now, I don't know what's going on in Los Angeles or San Francisco or Phoenix, Arizona, but I know what's going on here in South Florida, and I see it with my own eyes. But I'm sure over there it's even worse. I'm sure it's terribly worse over there. So my point is this, that I just don't know what's going to happen because – and then when I saw one American news network saying 4 out of 10 illegals don't want to learn to speak English, that is a takeover. Like you say, that's a major takeover.
Yeah. That's a cultural takeover.
The Muslims. Yeah, well, I'm sure that's probably happened in England, France, Germany, Italy. Probably the same kind of things happening in a different group. But I can tell you right now what I'm hearing and seeing on the when one American news every hour is telling you how much illegal immigration is costing American taxpayers, how much the hospitalization is costing, all these numbers they throw out every hour on the hour. It's like, what the heck is what's going on here? And like I told you many times, Michael, if Trump doesn't get that wall built and he doesn't really start arresting people for sanctuary cities, I'd have no faith in Trump or any of them. I really don't.
No, again, he's been this horrible, horrible disappointment. But if you go back to that Yale-MIT study, there are roughly, they're just guessing here, but they're saying there's about 22 million illegal immigrants in this country. We need to figure out a way that we're going to round them all up and shove them back across the border. They should not be our problem. They should be the problem of their own home countries.
Well, Michael, according to One American News, it's much more than what you're saying. It's 26 million. They have their own figures every hour, so you can watch it. It's almost 27 million, according to One American News Network, which is kind of a big network now, believe it or not. And they have the Ledger report and all that. But what's really got me flipping out about all this nonsense is just the sheer cost of the medical for these illegals. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And you're paying for people like... They have people coming in from Ecuador, Honduras, all these illegals all over the world. They're getting $200,000-$300,000 operations.
Yes.
It's amazing to me. Miami Herald wrote that up about 2 years ago. It's just amazing that this is going on. And, you know, I'll bring this up, Michael, too. I watched that crap about Mueller today. And
yes.
All these Democrats, we're going to impeach Trump. Impeach him for what? What did he do? I mean, compared to what you people are doing in immigration, Pelosi should be locked up in jail with the key thrown away. Schumer, all these schmucks that are allowing the illegal invasion of our country with sanctuary cities, and they're going after Donald Trump for Russia collusion and trying to obscure an investigation. Wait a minute. That's one thing, but these people are allowing a total takeover of our country through sheer numbers to blow out the states of Texas and Florida and Arizona go blue. Through sheer vote. So these people should be locked up. Until I see Trump arresting these people for sanctuary city, all bets are off, Michael. This country's going to be lost very soon.
I think so.
Europe finally just – it's too late for Europe even. I'll tell you the truth. Until I see Salvini and Le Pen, Marine Le Pen, there's places in France that people can't even go. They call them no-go zones. That's their Muslim enclaves they call them. And I'm like, wait a minute, what are you talking about? It's the same thing here in the United States. Look at Chicago.
Yes.
Look at Chicago. Joe Michael says this Jesse Smollett thing. That's another thing I was seeing on Breitbart. Actually, Matt Drudge. He says that crap is going on in Chicago. Smollett, they don't even talk about the murder. The murders are being committed in Chicago anymore, Michael.
No, they don't. Weekend. Anyway, Tom, got to let you go. Got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And again, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. They're still going on about Robert Mueller. They just had another clip of him on Fox News. Mueller speaks like he's a trained dog or something like that. Apparently, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders is basically responding, saying after 2 years, the special counsel's Robert Mueller is moving on with his life and everyone else should do the same. She made the comment in a statement today following Mueller's public statement regarding the Russia investigation. And the press secretary pointed out Mueller explicitly said he has nothing to add beyond his report and therefore does not plan to testify before Congress. And Sarah said the report was clear in determining there was no collusion and no conspiracy, and the Department of Justice confirmed there was no obstruction. Basically, to put it in rancher's terms here, they couldn't prove Donald Trump rustled the horse, but they definitely documented that he tried to avoid being hanged for it. All righty. Okay. Let's see. Apparently, there's renewed attention on the Skripal poisoning case. And mostly it's been kicked off because of the recent revelation that the Duma chemical attack was staged. This came out of the OPCW, their engineering report got leaked out. And so Craig Murray is out there saying, yeah, there's so much fakery going on out there. And we're getting this technical analysis leaked to the public slowly over a long time and small pieces. And long after a false conclusion has been forced on the general public and acted on by political leaders. So, again, what the OPCW found in Duma, there were no chemical weapons. There were no organophosphorus nerve agents or degradation products. It was just completely staged. So now we need to go back and say, was that the case with the Skripal case? Because except for that one clearly controlled interview with Yulia, the Skripals have been held incommunicado. Nobody knows where they are. Nobody knows what condition they're in. So, anyway. Apparently, Russia is rolling out its new heavy drone, Hunter. Everybody's definitely getting ready for the drone wars, as it were. So the Russian military has announced the state-of-the-art S-350 Vityaz missile system, and they're getting ready for the big Army 2019 exhibition. Everybody loves to play with their toys here. Okay. Let's see. Everybody's getting excited about Bilderberg. Bilderberg is coming on. And apparently, well, there's a lot of participants here. Jared Kushner is going to be there. Henry Kissinger is going to be there. Eric Schmidt is going to be there. Peter Thiel is going to be there. Alex Karp, James O. Ellis, Matthew Daniels, David Petraeus, Neil Ferguson, and Satya Nadella. And the topics that will be under discussion, that's not the complete guest list, it's just the ones that, you know, we should be concerned about. So the topics for discussion at the Bilderberg meeting this year are a stable strategic order, which sounds a lot like New World Order. Item number two on the agenda is what next for Europe, which again sounds like reasserting the unified, federalized Europe. Number three is climate change and sustainability. Number four is China. Number five is Russia. Number six is the future of capitalism. Number seven is Brexit. Number eight is the ethics of artificial intelligence. Boy, would I love to be on that panel. Nine, the weaponization of social media. 10, the importance of space. Would love to be on that panel. And 11, cyber threats. So basically, Bilderberg is the recruiting meeting for the New World Order, and they're going to get together and try and get some additional members to sign on here. Apparently, over in Russia, the head of Russia Today has described Julian Assange as the greatest journalist of our time. He is notable. He is certainly notable. I don't think he rises to the ranks of an Edward R. Murrow. But obviously we need to be concerned about the fact that his health is in serious condition right now, and we hope that it's not deliberate. So Okay. Apparently, Eurocrats and George Soros allies to try to thwart Salvini's new right-wing bloc. So forget what the people vote for. We're going to go on in. We've got our money. We'll just buy our way to get what we want here. And let's see. Apparently, White House advisor Jared Kushner, who's the chief architect of the deal of the century, has embarked on a tour in the Middle East to rally support for the U.S. engineered conference in Bahrain next month, where they're going to be pushing the deal of the century. And again, it's an attempt to use economics incentives to get the Palestinians to surrender their right of return. That's really the big one for Israel, is surrendering the right of return and surrendering their weapons. The goal is a demilitarized Gaza that will be named New Palestine. Okay. We already talked about that one. Talked about that. So, again, more about Mueller resigning from the Department of Justice, refusing to testify. Former Plaid Cymru leader compares Brexiteers to Nazis after posting sketch of EU arm wrestling with a swastika. That's really getting a little overused, I think. We talked about the Pope early today and how he's out there comparing our border wall with the Berlin Wall and saying, oh, it's evil. He's got another miss on his hands, though, and it has to do with ex-Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, who basically was hit with accusations of serial homosexual abuse. And apparently the Pope is being accused of having known about it, but reinstating the cardinal to a position of influence at the Vatican. So the Pope is saying about McCarrick, I knew nothing, obviously nothing. This is the Pope told a Mexican reporter, Valentina Alazraki, in a lengthy interview released yesterday by Vatican News. And he said, but you know that I knew nothing about McCarrick, or I wouldn't have kept silent, would I? Well, I don't know. There's been a lot of the church leadership that's been silent on all this stuff. Anyway, last August, the former Vatican nuncio to the United States, Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, released an 11-page report in which he declared he'd personally informed Pope Francis about McCarrick's misdeeds in 2013, but that Francis had restored him to a position of trust, consulting him regarding the naming of future U.S. bishops. Oh, Pope, we got you cold to rights on this one. Yes, we do. All right. Now, we have an interesting accusation. And it has to do, this is over in Austria, and it has to do with a scandal called Ibizagate. Allegations that the country's vice chancellor was discussing the possibility of a foreign citizen investing in a local newspaper in exchange for favorable media conduct. Now, Rudolf Adam, who's a former diplomat and deputy head of Germany's Federal Intelligence Service, claims the scandal that turned Austria's politics upside down was orchestrated by the Israeli secret services. And with that, we're going to grab ourselves a phone call. Richard in Alabama, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. You seem to have a lot of respect for Edward R. Murrow.
Yeah.
And so I thought I'd remind you of something. His claim to fame was that he was on the spot during the Blitz of London.
Yes.
And he made a lot of movie tone of little snippets about how awful the people of London were suffering. But he never mentioned that Britain had been bombing Germany for a month, including using incendiaries and bombing at night,
I thought that the bombing of Germany was taking place in the daylight. That's what made it so dangerous.
Later, but in the beginning, yeah, it was dangerous unless you went at night. That's why the British bombed at night. They had one bomber that would go in early. It was called a Pathfinder.
Yes.
And its mission was to set a fire big enough so that the following formation of bombers would use that as a general aiming point to hit the city. Because
yes.
It didn't have to be accurate because they were bombing a big city. And they were using incendiaries. And no, and so the British casualties were quite low. And the German deaths were quite enormous. And they were non-military. And
well, war's a terrible thing.
Well, Edward R. Murrow seemed to have no sympathy for anybody but the poor people of London. And the poor Germans had to go out there and with Stukas. They could barely make it there and back to France. If they engaged in combat, they would run out of fuel and never make it back to France. So they had to turn around. They had to drop one bomb and turn around and run.
Yes.
So they were at a serious disadvantage. Germany never built a force of four-engine bombers because they didn't have the fuel supplies like Britain had.
Yes.
Britain could build big bombers with big fuel tanks and carry lots of big bombs, and the Germans could carry one small bomb, just one, and they were lucky to make it back to France. Hitler designed all of his airplanes small with small fuel tanks because he knew he had very restricted fuel, and the thing that was going to ruin Germany was that he was going to run out of fuel, and all his airplanes and tanks were going to stop, and the Allies were going to roll right in and crush him. And he was right. He
yep.
was totally right.
Petroleum
and
is the lifeblood of
he
war.
Knew that he knew that long before the war started. And of course, he didn't really start the war either. But then that's too big a subject to discuss right now.
Well, you know, there's an interesting story about Edward R. Murrow that he was actually at the White House with Franklin Roosevelt when Pearl Harbor was attacked. And he sort of dropped hints later on in his life that he knew the real story behind Pearl Harbor, but he wasn't going to give it away for free. So nobody ever met his price, but I assume that he had learned from Franklin Roosevelt that Japan had been goaded into that attack on Pearl Harbor and that it wasn't really a surprise.
Well, Lend-Lease included torpedoes.
Yes.
And P-40s and bombs to go with the P-40s and, you know, and torpedoes to put into those Japanese oil tankers coming back from Indonesia. That was the oil embargo.
Yes. Well, I hope we don't get to that point with all of this trade war nonsense out in the Western Pacific where we start torpedoing other people's ships. We've already started seizing them. And I think it's a dangerous escalation. Anyway, Richard, anything else?
Well, I guess that's all I can think of right now. But Murrow is not such a great man. He did keep a lot of secrets, and he took them to his grave. But he should have spilled the beans.
Well, he wouldn't have kept his job very long if he did that. I mean, I don't know if you've seen movie that it stars George Clooney about Edward R. Murrow and about his life and about going up against the House Committee on Un-American Activities and Joseph McCarthy.
Oh, well, 90% of the people that McCarthy accused were really guilty of being secret communists. So what are you, well, 90% is pretty good, I think.
Yeah, but he ruined a lot of innocent lives here. It's not like these people were actively engaged in bringing harm to the United States. Coming out of World War II, the communists were supposed to be our friends. And so a lot of people were kind of wondering what was going on with that. Anyway, Richard, we need to let you go. We need to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today. I'm looking at the Fox News feed. They're still talking impeachment. It's like there's nothing else happening in the world other than the political infighting. And I don't know, I'm getting kind of tired of hearing it all. Do you remember the Navajo Code Talkers? They did a movie about it. I think they called it Wind Talkers. And it was basically a way of communicating during World War II in a manner that the Japanese could not intercept, because the code talkers were speaking Navajo, and even more important than that, they were speaking in metaphors. For example, when they were talking about tanks, they would use the Navajo word for a turtle. And the Japanese never broke the code. Well, John Pinto, one of the last living World War II code talkers, passed away this last week, age 94, and had a good long run. He served as a code talker in World War II. Then he graduated from the University of New Mexico's College of Education. In 1976, he was elected to serve in the New Mexico State Senate, where he served for 40 years. And he was also one of the code talkers who received a Congressional Silver Medal back in 2001. So, little bit of history. Was a very clever way of securing communications against the Japanese. And basically, the men who served with the code talkers, they were under orders. If the code talker was at risk of being captured by the Japanese, they were to shoot them, because the Japanese would have tortured them to get that code. Apparently, Joe Biden has had another interaction with a girl at a rally that's being described as creepy. It was a 10-year-old girl. And basically, you know, Biden put his hands on her shoulders. He really needs to stop doing this. People are going to seize on it. And he said to the girl, "I'll bet you're as bright as you are good looking." Then he put his hands on the shoulder. And he's got to stop doing this stuff. He's got to stop doing this stuff. All righty. Up in the state of Maine, they have decided that religious and philosophical reasons will no longer be enough for parents to opt their kids out of vaccines. You will get your jab. You will pay for it. Maybe it'll make your kids sick. Maybe it'll make your kids healthy. We're not really sure. But you will get the jab. And talk about a dystopian dictatorship here. All righty. We already talked about that. Apparently, we already talked about job cuts in the auto industry. Anyway, we're coming up here on the end of the show. We should be hearing some music very, very soon. So stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got a lot of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here, share it with your friends and family. Use email, paper mail, face-to-face. Don't bother with social media. It's become useless for everything but cat videos. Please donate to RBN. Please donate to whatreallyhappened.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.